an army of sunflowers. So Laurie had the urge a while back to plant an army of sunflowers, just so she could watch their heads turning and growing towards the sun. An army of sunflowers, I laugh. That's us. Sunflowers are symbolic of many things. For me, the first feeling they bring is joy. But there is a feeling I have that you guys have echoed. What happened to the joy? What became of that feeling of ourselves as we used to be? When we were somehow lighter and less tainted by the demands of the days and the heaviness of the world. Where is that past self, that flame? Where is that part of me that knew how to grow to the sun? Where is the untrained spirit force that never needed reminding of its light? I have realized the full flame of me has been put aside somewhere along the way. And I miss myself. Shit, I really, really miss myself. I was a lot of fun back then. Have I almost faded into near invisibility? Did I put myself down along the path to pick others up? This is so natural for all of us. I feel confident that within this group, we will all feel a resonance with this. Shit. As I kept going, head down, forging ahead, did I somehow forget to lift my heart and pick myself back up? Did I really take the full flame or spirit force of self fully forwards? And there it is. The burning in the heart, morning after morning, the flame saying, "Here I am, take me with you." Yet somehow I left myself behind. My flame tried to tell me it had dimmed, and this is what burnout is. Maybe this is where burnout and eventually breakdown comes from leaving ourselves behind, from living in a hollow, empty sort of way until the temple crumbles. Somewhere along the way, I put myself aside. Somewhere along the path, I said, "I will come back for you after I have dealt with the problems, the work, the relationships, the roles, the successes, the failures, the situations and the circumstances contained within living a life. I will come back for you after that." And I kept walking, getting further from the part of me I'd forgotten to remember. And I did this for all the stuff of life. But none of that stops, and none of that is me. In a way, and for the best and the worst of reasons, I left myself behind. But I'm bloody well going back to get me. As you surely will go back and get you too. for full embodiment on the physical plane. I think back to the words of Serapis Bay. The light never left, but the consciousness of the sanctity of self has been diminished and dimmed. I'm still here, somewhere, but I let go of my own hand, and in doing so, maybe I let go of God. Other things became important. The illusions seduced me. The world and its trickery bound me to matter and to what matters in the best and worst of ways. And I forgot to remember myself as a part of something bigger or as a part of God. Perhaps this is why I have felt alone and kind of separate for so much of my life. I gather up presence and fullness of self as I say, Julie, be with me. Be with me. Be with me. The first week of the temple body highlights the invisibility that many of us would have felt. But also how we might bring ourselves back to be seen in the physical, in invisible ways, through the remembering of the flame or the I am presence. Through the earth mother body that never, never leaves us, that has been here for an age. And through the geometry of our ancestors and the DNA, a physical memory bank interacting with the physical world, the physical journey through the physical world. And the body is on board as it turns its head towards the sun. So we can grow towards the light, together as an army of sunflowers. Together we are an army of sunflowers, a collective of light and joy. Remembered and seen, may you bloom bright and beautiful. May you say to your I am presence every day, be with me. Be with me. Be with me. And so it is. It is done. It is done. It is done.